Welcome to my energetic clearing meditation. I like to call this my angel meditation. The first thing you need to do is find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. A good time to do this is before bed, right before you go to sleep. You can be doing this meditation while you're laying down in your bed, or when you wake up in the morning, or even in the middle of the night if you wake up and feel like you need to have a clearing. So find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed, and we'll begin. Close your eyes and relax your breathing. Slow your breathing to a nice, comfortable, relaxed state. Nothing forced, just relax. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Relax all the muscles in your body. I'm going to start with your head. Feel your head relax, your eyes and your eyebrows. Feel your face and your neck. Feel your shoulders relax. Roll your shoulders a little bit. Just allow your muscles to feel loose and relaxed. Relax your arms and your forearms, your fingers, your hands. Feel your back relax and your tummy down to your hips. Do not cross your arms, have them at your side. Relax your thighs and your calves and your feet and your toes. Keep your legs so they're not crossed, or your feet are not crossed. You want to allow this energy to be flowing directly through. And just feel yourself, just let all the stress and all the tension just melt out of your body and just feel loose and relaxed. Next, I'd like you to call in the angels. We're going to ask for the thrones or the principalities. These are very powerful angels. They combat any negativity, any negative entities is what they do. So we're going to ask for the throne and the thrones and the principalities to come down. There'll be three, maybe four or more. Feel them gather around you. They'll be above your head, above your body. Imagine these angels have a very large net, larger than a person. We're going to ask one of them to do a clearing on you first and clear all the negative and murky energy you've carried with you throughout the day or the week. So ask them to take this net and start at the bottom of your feet. We're going to have them swoop the net, ask them to swoop the net through your body, through your energetic being and your physical body, and they're going to swoop through your feet and your calves and your thighs, coming all the way up through your midsection. And while they're swooping this energetic net through your body. They're going to be catching all negative, murky energy that's been attached to your energetic field that's going to be caught in this net. So they're going to pull this net through your midsection and past your shoulders, out the top of your head, taking all that murky energy with them. Once the net is out past the top of your head, imagine that angel tying the top of the bag to keep all this negative murky energy in and have them take it away very far away from where you are. If you feel that there's more clearing that needs to be done, you can ask the next angel to come behind and swoop through your energetic field with another net, starting at your feet and your calves and swooping through your legs. The second time they come through should feel much cleaner and easier, and they're not going to catch as much because a lot of it's already been taken away. So they're going to come up through your hips and your midsection and all the way through your shoulders and your head and out the top of your head again as they tie the top of the bag and take that away. And as one angel leaves taking this murky energy away, you'll see another one appear. There should always be two or three angels around you at all times. Next, I want you to ask them to clear each person in the house or the home where you are at, or the people who you were around most of the day. Ask them to repeat this process with each person, starting with the feet and going swooping through the entire body slowly, catching all the negative energy that's attached to their spiritual self. May not even be aware of any energy that they've picked up along the day, but it doesn't matter because the angels will catch all of it. Ask them to swoop through and make sure they tie the bag and take it away. Tie the net. Have them do your spouse or your significant other, children, parents, grandparents, anyone that's within your house or household that you're with daily. Once they're done clearing the people in your household, we're going to then ask them to clear each room of the house. We're going to imagine them swooping through each room with a large net and circling around the room, catching any bad energy in the net and leaving a white light energy from the Holy Spirit behind. Ask them to tie the net each time it's full and take it away. Again, you'll have several angels assisting you at this time, and imagine them just going around each room through the items and circle the room and picking up all this negative, murky energy in their net and ridding it from your space. As they travel through each room, they're leaving behind a white light from the Holy Spirit. As each room becomes clear and cleansed of any energetic residual energy that was left behind, you'll feel the room be clean. Feel this white light energy that's left behind come through your house and come through each room and allow it to fill each room as each angel goes through and leaves it behind. This energy feels good and it's empowering and protective. Imagine this excess white light energy coming now from the spirit realm above. When they're complete, they're going to direct this white light energy throughout your entire house, coming now from above, and it's going to fill each room of the house until it's completely full. This white light is very powerful, very strong, very thick, very cleansing, very pure white light. This white light energy is going to flow into each room of your house until it begins to disperse outside your house and form a large bubble, new, strong, protective energy that will bubble your entire home. This bubble is going to be very protective and strong. Nothing can penetrate the bubble from the outside. It's like a protective barrier around your house. Feel the strength of the bubble and the protection that surrounds you. Stay in the state and imagine the state until you feel a sense of completion. And then you'll release this image and feeling into the universe and go about your day. Namaste.